Hi, my name is Wendy Wesley. I'm a registered and licensed dietitian, nutritionist, and this is the podcast St. Pete Eats, where we talk about farms and gardeners and food policy and food pantries and all the other cool people in St. Pete who are doing things in the food movement. My guest today, very happy to have her, is Karen Ray Selm, and she's the CEO of Positive Impact Ministries. Welcome to St. Pete Eats.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I've been thinking about, writing about, talking about Tangerine Plaza since 2019. What got me talking about it was my work at St. Anthony's Hospital as a dietitian. Many of my patients were told how to eat to manage their chronic disease, and over again it came up that the food did not exist in their community. And so I started looking around at food that was available and then not available in St. Petersburg. And then it sounds like your nonprofit has come to some similar conclusions. And I want you to tell me about your solution with your food distribution program at Tangerine Plaza that's been going on for quite a while.
Yes, in 2020, we started distributing food from Tangerine Plaza, and it's a drive-through distribution model. We call it our pop, drop, and drive event because our neighbors pop their trunks, we drop groceries in their trunks, and they drive away. And within around about a 2.5 hour period of time, we are serving around 700 families. So it's been a blessing to be at Tangerine Plaza, an area that's considered a food desert, and offer our neighbors fresh foods. So our mission as an organization is not only to ensure that no child or adult goes to bed hungry in our city, but it's also to ensure that everyone, regardless of economic status, has access to healthy, nutritious foods.
Well, it's a big operation. It's every Saturday. It's been every Saturday for what is the first date you began to give away food at Tangerine Plaza? Was it before the pandemic or was it during the pandemic?
It was during the pandemic, but it was March or April of 2020. And every Saturday since that time, we have distributed food to our neighbors. Come rain or shine, we are out there to make sure that our families have fresh food to eat. Now, we are in partnership with Feeding Tampa Bay, the St. Pete Free Clinic. We have a relationship and partnership with major groceries like the Sam's Club, Fresh Market, Aldi's, and Publix. And so the foods that we are providing are whole foods, fresh fruit, vegetables, and good quality meat.
Well, a couple years ago, I participated in a distribution. I was really impressed with the quality of food that was coming out the door. I was also impressed with your volunteers, your operation, the trucks, the efficiency, the speed with which you all worked. And there seemed to be a lot of joy in the room as well. That was something I picked up. And we talk a lot about food insecurity, and I like to flip the script and call it nutrition insecurity, where we may have a lot of food in our community, a lot of calories, but there is often a big lack of nutrition. And I will say that what was coming out of your doors that Saturday was very nutrient dense.
Yes, absolutely. It's so important to ensure that children and their families have access to food, but quality food, highly nutritious food. So we don't want to talk about just having access. We want to talk about affordability. So research shows that lower income families tend to rely upon cheaper, less nutritious foods. And the implications are great. And that's why our organization wants to ensure that everyone, regardless of economic status, has access to whole foods.
And I know your website URL and the t-shirts and your plan, your program is called Reimagine St. Pete. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And especially in light of, I know this year y'all made a bid on the space at Tangerine Plaza to have a more of a brick and mortar anchor.
Yes.
And so that went to another nonprofit, that opportunity went to another nonprofit organization. So under Reimagine St. Pete, what is your your focus, and then how did you, or how are you pivoting after that announcement was made?
So we believe that God has called us to Tangerine Plaza, and we believe that is that it's His perfect will for us to stay right there and continue serving the neighbors. So it's yet to be determined, quite frankly, the fate of the plaza. It was not given to another nonprofit. It was given to or awarded to, I'm not exactly sure the correct way to put it, but a for-profit business. And okay. So they are in a lease option agreement currently, and there are some requirements that they have to fulfill within the next 18 months. So if they do, then that's where they're going to end up, and it is what it is. But it doesn't change what our mission is. We will continue to work to fulfill our mission of ensuring that no child or adult goes to bed hungry in our city. We will continue to work to ensure that everyone, regardless of economic status, has access to nutritious food. Speaking of Reimagine St. Pete, it's a campaign that's rooted in dignity. We are working to remove the stigma that is associated with food insecurity. That's a big part of it. Some believe that those who are food insecure are, maybe they're lazy, maybe they're drug addicted, maybe they feel entitled. And that's not really the case. Those who are food insecure are working class families who simply do not earn enough to meet all of their basic needs. We also have retirees who, they worked hard their entire lives. They were very responsible. They prepared for retirement, but what they didn't prepare for or plan for was insurance doubling or the cost of groceries tripling. So we are helping those who are on a fixed income to stay in their homes. We are subsidizing their grocery bills so that they can't afford to pay their insurance. We are helping our essential workers, whether they are a security guard or a preschool teacher or a CNA, to be able to, if they have a car repair. If we think of each one of us, we are possibly one car repair, one medical emergency, one natural disaster away from needing help. So we do our best to help families in their time of need.
And if you're just joining us, this is the podcast St. Pete Eats, and I'm here with Karen Ray Selm, the CEO of Positive Impact Ministries. I attended a wonderful workshop that you held a couple months ago at the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, and you spent a lot of time talking about the ALICE population. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed, and this is a term or an acronym that is used a lot in social services, especially for grant making. And I think it's a wonderful way to describe accurately and very clearly describe this population, the people who live in our city, who this city would cease to function without a lot of our members who are considered ALICE. Can you tell us about ALICE and what you do to support this population?
ALICE is an acronym that is coined by the United Way, and ALICE represents our essential workers who simply do not earn enough to pay for all of their basic needs. So we provide groceries for working class families, and we have a heart for those in our community that are doing all they know to do to provide for their families, but they just need some help. We are not giving a hand out, we are giving a hand up. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a blessing to be able to serve our community. I say that Saturdays are both heart-wrenching and heartwarming. It's heart-wrenching to see how great the need is, but it's heartwarming to be able to work to help meet that need. And speaking of the event that you attended, Reimagine St. Pete, it's a hunger relief campaign that's rooted in dignity. And we have plans to transition from a drive-through grocery distribution event model to opening no-cost neighborhood markets in our city in areas that are considered a food desert, where individuals and families can have a dignified shopping experience. These markets will mirror a traditional grocery store, so individuals can come in and select the foods that they want or need based upon their dietary restrictions. And most importantly, when a mother or a father comes in, or even a grandmother with their child or grandchild, that child's experience at the grocery store is not going to be any different than any other child that they go to school with.
I did attend that event. It was a great event, and I was while I was there, I was wondering what was the spark to hold such a lovely event for the community. I'm assuming to raise awareness, to find partners, and then tell me the outcomes of that very successful event.
The purpose of the event, one, was to remove the stigma associated with food insecurity. So that starts with creating an awareness. The other purpose of holding that event was and is to unite organizations in the movement to end hunger. I believe that we will empower our community through collaboration. It's so important to work together, to lift each other up. And as a result of that, we will have an even greater impact in our city. I don't come from the nonprofit world. I owned my own advertising business prior to jumping into the nonprofit world just a couple of years ago. My mother actually founded this organization nearly 20 years ago, and she knew that this was my calling before I did. I always said, Mom, it's awesome that you're doing what you're doing. I'd love to see your heart and the impact that's being made in the city as a result of you stepping out in faith and doing what you believe God has called you to do. But just because God has called you to do it, it doesn't mean that He's called me to do it and that I'm to do it full time. Well, here I am all these years later, and it's certainly what I'm purposed to do, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. But I was able to come into this world with a fresh view, and I saw so many organizations and individuals with such a great heart working alone, and I thought, we have got to unite in the movement to end hunger, and many other movements as well, because hunger is multifaceted. It's not just about being hungry. We can work with those individuals who are returning citizens. We can work with individuals who have mental health issues. We can work with individuals who do have drug addictions, or we can work with individuals to lift them up and help them discover their true worth and reach their full potential.
I know we were talking earlier, and you were throwing out some numbers, and the numbers you were sharing were just remarkable. The amount of food that comes through your facility, or not your facility, but out the doors every Saturday, and the number of people you feed. Can you talk a little bit about that, how it's grown?
Yes, the need is great in our city, and in 2020, we provided enough food for around 500,000 meals. In 2023, we provided enough food for around 2 million meals. So we are working to scale our operations for the purpose of having an even greater impact in our city. That's the only reason to do what we're doing, is to impact lives and to move the needle on food insecurity.
I have to imagine the planning and the coordination to bring all of that food from many, many different grocery stores and pantries and organizations to the logistics involved. Food is heavy. Food is labor intensive.
Yes.
And I can imagine if you could talk a little bit about the logistics behind getting this volume of food at proper temperatures, stored properly, stacked, and ready to go. It has to be a big, big deal.
It is a big deal. I give my mother a lot of credit for the food acquisition because she does handle all of that. And I would say that she performs nearly five people's jobs. And she looks like a 55 or 65-year-old, but quite frankly, she is nearing 80 years old, which is hard for me to believe. And she has not slowed down. But because of the heart that she has for what we're doing, she has been given the energy for it. And so she does handle the food acquisition. But this is, it's not free giving free food. It takes financial resources to do what we do. It takes human capital to do what we do. Every single Saturday, it requires around 50 volunteers to pull off our pop, drop, and drive event or our free grocery distribution event. We have a wonderful family of volunteers. We are so thankful for our volunteers. And as far as meeting the financial needs of our organization, God has always made a way. He has sent people just at the right time to provide a truck, if that's what we needed at the time, or whatever else we have needed. So we do ask those who have a heart to for the hungry to link arms with us, because we certainly cannot do this alone.
And we're coming up on time, and so I'd like to close with, I'd like to ask you, what can the community provide for you? Resources, volunteers, share the word, sharing on social media. Just if you could tell me what the listeners can do to help you continue with this mission of feeding people in the city of St. Petersburg.
We have several different types of partners. We have food suppliers. So if you're with a grocer or you have a community garden, please reach out to us, because we continue to have a need for food. If you are someone who would like to volunteer, we can always use more volunteers. Someone who has financial resources who would like to partner with us, we invite you to link arms with our organization. Lift us up in prayer. Just come out sometime and see what we're doing on a Saturday. It's so heartwarming to be able to work together to serve our community. If you're looking for a sense of purpose or a sense of community, Positive Impact is certainly a place where you can find that.
Well, thank you so much, Karen Ray, for coming in and talking about your program and your incredible service to our community. And I really appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much for having us.